Dictation for Jane, J-A-N-E, Hunt, H-U-N-T, July 31st, 53. Addresses a letter to Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Luttrell, L-U-T-R-E-L-L, 352-8451. Dear Mr. Luttrell, consultation for Mrs. Hunt with a normal kidney function. She has an extensive medical history. Fair historian, I complemented by reviewing records from Spectrum, S-P-E-C-T-R-U-N. There has been prior a small kidney on the right-sided with right renal artery stent. She has extensive peripheral vascular disease with prior aorta bifemoral bypass as well as stent procedures lower extremities. There is a prior history of right-sided colon cancer, hemicolectomy without recurrence with negative follow-up colonoscopies. Also question kidney cancer, right-sided partial nephrectomy. This was 20 years ago. Did not require any chemotherapy radiation treatment. The same situation for the colon cancer, no medication needed. She says that there has been no change of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies recent infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood, although I found an E. coli in a recent urine culture. There has been some edema lower extremities, worse on the left-sided, from prior fracture and surgery on the left leg within the last year and a half. There was a non-healing ulcer that required eventually procedure angioplasty stent on the left side. Denies recent chest pain palpitations. She is a smoker, used to be one pack per day, presently half a pack, with a chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no CPAP machine, has chronic back pain that she attributed to right-sided sciatic. Multiple bruises, but no bleeding nose gums, no skin rash, no headaches. There is decreased hearing. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, at least 20 years, right-sided renal artery stenosis, right-sided partial nephrectomy for renal cancer, right-sided hemicolectomy for colon cancer without recurrence. There is coronary artery disease with evidence of coronary artery calcifications on CT scan and prior procedures, angioplasty. I'm not sure about the stent. There has been preserved ejection fraction. She's not aware of valve abnormalities, rheumatic fever, or endocarditis. There was prior sepsis requiring a transesophageal echo, which again was negative for infection. Open procedure for aortic bifemoral bypass and prior angioplasty and procedures, I believe, extend to on the left more than right lower extremity. She denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. However, her records mentions DVT. She mentions some 3-6 months of anticoagulation. Question Coumadin remote. No TIS stroke. However, prior CAT scan shows right-sided occipital stroke, encephalomalacia, no seizures, no liver disease. There has been hyperfunctioning of the thyroid with goiter requiring surgery. It was causing severe dysphagia. There has been diarrhea attributed to metformin. Also left-sided carotid endarterectomy. Next paragraph. Start smoking age 15, usually one pack, presently down to half a pack. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, denies alcohol. Next paragraph, medications, presently include lisinopril, which just started a month ago. on Farxiga singulair, Actos, Crestor, Plavix, Gliticide, Thyroid Replacement, Nurantin, Hydrocodone, Trulicity, prior insulin metformin discontinue, and denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. In terms of surgeries, I already mentioned it. Next paragraph, she denies family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight, 136, 63 inches tall, blood pressure, 128.82 by the nurse. I checked myself, it was in the 140s over 84 and 146.82 on the left. She looks chronically ill, normal speech, normal eye movements, presently no teeth or dentures, no facial asymmetry. I think there is minor exophthalmos, mild decreased hearing, does have carotid bruise, prior procedure on the left carotid artery, prior thyroid procedure. For being a smoker, lungs appears clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, there is some degree of kyphosis. There is a frequent premature beats on the background of regular breathing, has a systolic murmur, radiates to both carotids. There is no gross palpable liver spleen. Does have a midline surgery for aortic bifemoral bypass. There is femoral bruit on the left, minimal on the right. All pulses, popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis are decreased, capillary refill decreased. There is shiny of the skin, edema, and distal cyanosis. There is an open ulcer on the right first toe. She has also decreased pulses on the radial area, capillary refill on the fingers, with acrocyanosis. However, no focal deficit, does have all the fingernails white discolored. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from July. Creatinine at 1.62 for a GFR of 34. Days before that, 1.87, GFR 29. Urine shows 1 plus of protein, moderate amount of blood. A normal sodium potassium. There is metabolic acidosis of 19. No gross anemia, a normal white blood cell and platelets, liver function test, normal albumin, minor increase of alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests are normal. Recent protein electrophoresis, no monoclonal protein, normal B12 folic acid, all this within the last 1 year. May 2022, procedure. Lower extremities, Dr. Constantino, Constantino. They did angioplasty on the left superficial femoral artery with good results. I review extensive records from Spectrum. As indicated above, a small kidney on the right side, partial nephrectomy, the aortobifemoral bypass. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has CKD stage 3 to 4 in relation to long-term hypertensive nephrosclerosis with secondary factors of partial right-sided nephrectomy for cancer without recurrence, right-sided renal artery stent, with the new medication lisinopril within the last month, low-level proteinuria non-nephrotic range, no active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, prior imaging, ultrasound, CAT scan, do not evidence of obstruction of the kidneys, hydronephrosis, stone masses, or urinary retention, patient not symptomatic for uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, blood pressure in the office appears to be fairly well controlled. I think we can continue lisinopril for the time being and monitor chemistries, including potassium, continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management, tolerating Farxiga, Farxiga, monitor for infection, encouraged to stop smoking, but she is not ready. She has extensive atherosclerosis, including left carotid, prior occipital encephalomalacia stroke, which apparently was silent, coronary artery disease and prior procedures calcifications, right renal artery, bilateral aortobifemoral bypass, procedure lower extremities, she does have also atrial fibrillation. She is, however, not on anticoagulation. I'm going to ask her to repeat an EKG as the prior one is from January 2022. Continue management of other medical issues. Plan to follow her over time. End of dictation.